It's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Harvesting sweet potatoes. It's fall, which means it's time to dig up sweet potatoes and reclaim that garden bed once more. Sweet potatoes tend to take over, and no matter how you try, there will always be a few remnants left behind. Consider it your permanent sweet potato bed that you get to borrow each fall after harvest. Cut off water a few days before you plan to harvest and let the soil dry out a bit. To dig up sweet potatoes, use a digging fork rather than a shovel to prevent damage. If it's a small patch, you can remove the foliage first to get a better vantage point, then dig for buried treasure with your hands. You may need to go in deeper with a digging fork, but that's a good way to start. Carefully remove tubers and leave them in the sun for a day or so to dry them down. We put down a tarp first to dry our harvest. Curing is next. Mother Earth News recommends putting sweet potatoes, quote, in newspaper-lined boxes in a warm, well-ventilated room, ideally between 85 and 90 degrees Fahrenheit, at around 85% humidity, for about a week to 10 days, unquote. Once cured, brush off excessive soil and store in a root cellar or in a cool, dark, and dry location with humidity near 75 to 85%. Now, remember, sweetness improves with storage, so don't be in such a hurry to eat them all at once. Go to gardennerd.com this week only for two great sweet potato recipes, one for a winter vegetable jambalaya and one for straight up sweet potatoes done just the way we like them, savory instead of sweet. Check it out and happy gardening.